episode 491, When the World Seems to Fall Apart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Welcome, welcome to Sweet Spirit Sunday, Women of Impact. Yes, today is your day to rejuvenate your spirit, to recharge who you are. You are giving all the time. Now it's time to give back to you. Feed your soul from the inside out. You know, we look at things like our Facebook and all of our social media stuff, and we look at stuff that we think brings gratitude into our life, that makes us feel better. All these highlight reels that we see, maybe even watching the news, watching a favorite TV program, reading our favorite maybe fiction book. All of that is just stuff. And most of that stuff gets in our way. And when stuff gets in our way, we feel what? Out of control. Have you ever felt out of control? Have you ever felt like when the world seems to fall apart, what in the world are you going to do? When life gets hard, the challenges pile on, when the world seems to just be falling apart, you do not walk alone, but you do feel like you're in sinking sand, that quicksand that holds you down. Your spirit is broken and you're hopeless. Have you ever been driving and hit a pothole unexpectedly? The biggest vehicle that we have is the one I drive, and it's a huge suburban type SUV, the largest SUV that they make. We kind of have to, because otherwise we have to branch into like customized vans and things like that. We used to have those, but we've graduated up since all the kids now are basically older and they can, you know, go to the bathroom on their own. You know what I mean? So now that we have that type of a vehicle, it's a big vehicle. It's made to tow things. It's heavy. So, you know, when you're driving, you hit that pothole, it's that big thud that gets you. Being tossed about, no way to stabilize. And then the thought, my car! And you're just like, oh my gosh, did I just drop my whole suspension? It sounds like you left it all on the pavement. This is a very similar feeling when the world seems to fall apart. Instead of yelling, my car, you scream out, my life. Why is my life like this? Maybe it's trying a new way of eating for you. Maybe it's adding intentional movement. Maybe it's a stressful relationship or difficulty building your business. All of this stuff happening in our lives. And yes, it's important stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's all important stuff because that's part of your journey. But this is when your world seems to fall apart, is when you're faced with all these potholes, all these difficulties, all these challenges. And you're like, I just can't take anymore. And when you think you're going to get reprieve, you don't. I can remember when I was going through my challenge in life that I really did think I was beyond sinking sand. I was in the depths of all depths. I was drowning. And it only lasted about 24 hours. Because then I got out of it real quick. It's when I looked in the mirror and said, you know what, Christiane, you need to do more. You need to start taking care of you. And I started making some shifts. But the thing was, is I was still in control. I still thought, well, if I do this, then this is going to happen. If I do this, this is what's going to be the outcome. I had it planned out. Oh man, if I just start my intentional movement and I start walking more, even though I was over 210 pounds, if I just move more and more and more and eat less and less and less and less, this stuff's going to fall off. I can remember one day I was at the track because that's where I spent my mornings, was at the track. Whenever I woke up between 3:30 and 4:30, I got up, put on my running shoes. Well, at first it started as walking shoes. Then it led into running shoes. I got my gear on because it was hot, midsummer. And I would head out, and it was dark outside. I would walk and walk and walk. And I can remember that day, I had a really great run. And I don't know how many miles actually I put in, but see, this was a lap. So, you know, a track. So you had to go 4 laps in order to make a mile. So if I was running a minimum of my 3 to 4 to 5 miles, Well, you can realize that I was going anywhere from 16 to 20 laps before I got to where I was. And I just kept running and running and running. And I can remember the sun had finally come up. It was gorgeous outside. Absolutely beautiful. The sky began to, just clear, and the blue was coming through and the sun was baking on my skin. And I remember being overwhelmed with emotion. It overtook my body to the point of where when I made my last lap, I ran to the end of it. And it's on that track that they call it the graveside. Yeah. And I kind of felt like I had fallen into death at that point. And I cried out. I cried out, my life. Lord, my life. And then I changed it to this. My God. My God. You see, all this stuff in your life, all these stumbling blocks, these challenges, these difficulties that you have, this is an opportunity to draw you closer to Christ, giving him full access to your heart. It's unfortunate that we have to succumb to our own falling apart for our world to be falling apart before we relinquish control. You see, even up to that little point, I still wanted to have a little bit control. It was at that breaking moment, God broke me. And it even gives me goosebumps now, thinking about it. I heard his voice so clearly. And I cried out, my God, my God. Psalms 56:13 says this, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. My God, carry me. Be stronger than I am. I surrender. When I said that, my God, I surrender, this wasn't this I surrender, little parentheses, oh, but I'm still in control. That's usually how we operate nowadays. These stumbling blocks, these challenges, when your world seems to be falling apart, or maybe you're in it right now, and you're like, Christiane, my spirit is more than broken. Surrender. My God, I surrender. Your stumbles are stepping stones. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. God's going to carry you. He's going to bring the hope back into you. You need to be willing to relinquish that control. Let him be a part of your life. Let him serve your spirit instead of you trying to serve your own spirit with things, whether it's shopping and going and buying things, a new purse, a new pair of jeans that you wish were a different size, but the size keeps going up. Or maybe it went down and you really want to stay the same because you want to be gaining muscle. Those books that you just keep getting and getting more of, thinking if I just read more, I'll have more of an idea of what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. The magic doors will open. The only magic that your spirit needs is Christ. This Sweet Spirit Sunday, what are you filling your life up with? What stumbles have you hit? Have you hit rock bottom? And rock bottom may not mean that you're into drugs and you're an alcoholic and all of this stuff. No, rock bottom may mean that you just have a stressful relationship. You're having financial issues. You can't even talk to your children without exploding full of anger. That may be rock bottom for you. Maybe rock bottom is you just lost your job. Or maybe rock bottom is you're trying to build a business and every single time you feel like you turn a corner, something else pops up. God's there for your rock bottom. Let him carry you. Let him take your stumbles and turn them into stepping stones. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And you were created for those miles of greatness. And only you can fill that. It's your calling. Go out today and renew your spirit. Recharge your soul so that your heart can shine from the inside out. You glow so beautifully. You want this week to be great. So go out and take one step at a time that's going to lead you to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.